The doors are now open at the official Donald Trump for President call center inside the Ellicott Square building, owned by developer and Trump campaign leader Carl Paladino.
We've been working for 4 or 5 months to get ready for this week, and I've been following the campaign to each venue.
Coincidentally, it's located in the same corner office where the Erie County Democratic Committee set up its headquarters for many years. Now, volunteers were coming in and out, equipped with Trump lawn signs. Michael McEnum has campaigned for Trump in 3 other states and explained why Western New York and its issues, including jobs, are important to the broader presidential race.
It's a microcosm of the troubles that are affected our country with the trade imbalance and rising taxes.
Republican challenger Ted Cruz will appear first in Western New York, speaking at a town hall meeting Thursday morning on the UB North campus. He drew criticism weeks ago with a comment about New York values, suggesting they are far more liberal and linking Donald Trump to those values. Trump supporters like Michael Redline have not forgiven Cruz for that.
We're not, you know, some schmuck from New York City like this guy says we all are. No, we got hearts in New York, in a city and in a state.
But Redline says he is glad Cruz said it because it revealed his real self. Other Trump supporters say their candidate has a genuine appreciation for upstate New York's values and needs. Carl Paladino.
He thinks very well of us, and he also sensitizes with our problems in upstate New York, the loss of jobs, the loss of businesses, big time. His speeches over the last few days have been directed right at that. It's jobs. It's the creation of jobs. And he knows how to create jobs because he's done it before.
We love you, Donald Trump. Oh, yes, we do. To our America.
Caroline Voyton has even prepared her own song for the Trump campaign. She and her husband are among those volunteering. She explained why she supports Trump.
I think the freshness of his campaign, that he's not a politician, he's not polished, he's not rehearsed. Everything is fresh and new. We need a change to get rid of the establishment politicians.
Voyton dismissed claims of Trump's disdain for women, saying that that's the work of media and the political left. She's among thousands expected to pack First Niagara Center next Monday when Trump himself visits Buffalo on the eve of the New York primary. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.